Hello.
Yeah, I gotta call you back. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Miss Coleman?
No, it's not. It's her husband.
Hey, Mr. Coleman, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. You had submitted a form on the website about your property on Lakeview Avenue?
No, I had not.
Oh, are you selling the property?
I hadn't submitted anything. I've been called about 25 times in the last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't submitted any paper, and I have not gotten any submission from anyone, you know, giving me a price on the property.
Right. So you didn't reach out initially and say that you were selling it?
No. People have reached out to me. But probably ever since March, when I took the house off the property with had asbestos in it, had that house removed with all the utilities there and had trees taken down, which would pretty well clear the property.
Sure.
So, but no, as far as submitting anything, I have not got anything submitted to me. All I've gotten is people calling me and telling me they're investors and they want this, and this. And then, you know, I never hear any follow-up.
Okay, gotcha. So I just so I don't waste your time, are you actually selling the property?
I can. I will if I get the price I want for it. If you know, if people feel it's unreasonable or don't want to deal with me, then they really probably need to stop calling. Because like I said, you're the fourth call today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I mean, you got a lot of people interested with numbers that are all over this country, from Florida to Nevada, but yet, you know, I haven't seen anything in writing, and I tell people, give me something written in the submission. Tell me what the property's worth to you, because I know what the city has it assessed for, and I know the value of property in this city and what a half acre would sell for within, you know, a half a mile of a shopping center and within two blocks of a school.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this. What happened to the house on it?
What happened to the house?
Yeah.
I took the house down in March because it had asbestos in it, and it was built in 1947. And it was sitting on a lot that can be two lots versus one lot because of the size and the depth of the lot. You could put two homes on it. The lot is 100 feet by 220-some feet deep, which makes it 0.52 of an acre.
Okay.
And the house was not of course, the city had the house assessed at some $90-some thousand dollars, but the house wasn't worth that, not being built in 1947.
Sure.
And it had issues that, you know, that we couldn't just deal with. We'd rented the house out for the last 8 or 20 years, about 15 or 20 years we had rented the house out, but we'd kept the house up. It didn't become a laghetto down there. But then when the lady that was living there passed away last December, we decided to clear the lot and take the asbestos off the house and did it environmentally safe and had a construction company come in that did everything by the code so that it wouldn't be any questions or we wouldn't be filling landfill with asbestos.
Sure.
And the city just came along and did $8 million worth of improvements on that street right in front of the house as far as sidewalks, curb, gutters, widening the street, new brand-new water lines, sewer lines, and I made those taps and brought it over to the property when they boarded up the road.
Okay.
So that's where we're on that property. And anybody that sees a house there hasn't updated their file and, you know, in lease since in the February or March.
Right. Or just hadn't actually been familiar with the place.
No.
Right. Okay. Do you have other properties within that area?
Yeah, I have 2 acres sitting on with a house up the street from it that I have a house on, but I'm living in that house at this point. And then either I'll move and build a house down there on that property and sell this piece of property, or I will you know, stay here and let the other piece of property go because it was my wife's property. It's been in her family since 1940s.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, I mean, most people call, you know, they're telling me it's still a house sitting on it and what's the house worth and how many square feet in the house, and that just tells me, you know, we're getting a bunch of people from a call center somewhere that isn't familiar with what's actually sitting down there on the street or seeing the improvements that were just completed this past May.
Sure. No, I completely understand. A lot of scammers out there.
That's right, and that's what I'm trying to stay away from.
You're right. I think everybody would.
In fact, I've got 2 people right now who call. One called Wednesday, one called Thursday, and both of them are going to get back with us in 24 hours. I'm not holding my breath for those. you know, that's the whole thing. Everybody wants to talk something, but you know, you got to send me something and say, this is what we think the property is worth. This is what we would give you for the piece of property, and then we can start talking. But I mean, I'm not going to do it over telephone.
Sure, sure. And okay, well, I mean, I'm familiar with the property. You know, I'm familiar with that area. So, I mean,
you know how close it is to a school, how close it is to a shopping center.
Yeah,
and you know all the improvements that's been put on that street.
Yeah, you're right across the street. So, I mean, you know, I'd love to buy this property. You know, I think it's a good little project, maybe. And you know, you got the Publix right there. You got everything, you know, close to you.
Yeah, because this city is only 8 square miles.
Right.
So in property in this city, it's become very scarce. In fact, they're building on the last tract of land here now that as far as any size to it at all, and that's off of Conduit Road, and they're putting 34 homes down there. So the property is going to get less scarce as it goes along, and people are having to tear down old to build new. And like I said, you just don't find .52 of an acre just laying in the city everywhere now no more, especially with all the improvements that's been made to the property in order to be able to develop it. So, I mean, I'm going basically what I was told. You know, you have to have a 50 by 200-foot lot. You can build a house on that. You can build another house on the other. You have to have a 7-foot setback on either side, 25 feet at the back. I mean, all those things I have heard them talk about, what you can and cannot do. Now, right now it has one main driveway cut right through the middle, and it goes.
Yeah.
You can go either side. So, but I mean, but it's 100 foot wide, and it's 240, 235, whatever it is, feet
long.
It's
yeah.
On the plat at the city. It's .52 acres.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if just the way that it's laid out, I'm not sure if, I mean, it would be kind of funky for someone to build behind you.
Well, no, but people have done that in this city, which I don't think is a good idea, but there's lots in this city that are like that. It's one on there's one in the northern end of the city, and it's one off of Dupuy Road where they actually built a house in behind a house.
Right.
And went in the same driveway, which I didn't think they'd ever let happen, but they did, and it's on far less than a half acre land, I can tell.
Right.
Because people right now, these 34 houses I was talking about being built right now, people are moving into those houses before they finish a house next door.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I would love to buy this, you know, property from you. You know, realistically, you know, as an investor, you know, and I'm not saying this is my offer, but, you know, if I were buying something like this, you know, I would probably be in around the $40,000 range.
What range?
Yeah, around $40,000, you know.
$40,000 for half acre in Colonial Heights.
$40,000, you know,
$150,000. Yeah.
Just
yeah, you're way out of the ballpark. The assessment on the one piece is $75,000. So you need to look at the real estate assessments. They went up 17 to 18% last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling me.
So, I mean, is that, you know, is that what you're saying that you want for the property, or what are you
what?
Saying?
I wouldn't even consider $40,000.
Right.
I mean, you know, not when a piece of property is actually assessed at over $75,000, and I'm sitting here with $25,000 of improvements taking a house down off of it. I mean,
well,
that ain't even close. So the investment part I understand, but, you know, realistically, that's that unless I needed it, you know, I would never consider it. So, anyway. Appreciate you calling me.
Okay, boss.
Thank
you. Any other ones that you want to share?